This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today is a Fast Track Friday. That's where I look back at the week of episodes and see if there are any patterns that emerge, extra strategies that I can share with you, or just more to extrapolate on. And so today I'd like to talk about a set list example for you. We talked about this a few episodes ago about, you know, what makes up a good jazz gig set list. And I gave you a lot of different examples of what makes one good, right? You have to think about the environment that you're playing in. You have to think about whether it's a total background gig or a performance gig, and everything in between, but also thinking just about variety, thinking about energy levels that you want to present throughout. And so today I'll give you a little set list example. We'll go through an 8-song set list. So we could call this like one set of a gig, for example. Perhaps we'll get you through like an hour of music here or so in this ballpark. But we'll go over the different choices here and why I'm going through them to hopefully give you an idea how you can create your own set list. Okay, so song number one is My Shining Hour, okay? My Shining Hour. I'm going to be playing this one a little bit up-tempo, because I want to bring in a lot of energy, right? My Shining Hour is a tune that plays well up tempo. And the reason I want to choose this one is because there is something like hopeful about it, like the way the music feels and sounds. Not only will that up tempo bring on the energy, but the melody and the chord changes brings in really good vibes. And so it'll be a really fun way to start the set. Song number two is Softly As In A Morning Sunrise. And by the way, I'm choosing songs that I think that a lot of people will know, right? Tunes that you could possibly use, you know, tomorrow in your set list, or at least fill in the blanks with some other ones. So Softly In The Morning Sunrise is number two. Now, I'm choosing Softly As In A Morning Sunrise because I want to keep the energy strong, right? But I need to change things up entirely. So we're switching to a minor key. We're slowing the tempo down to a medium tempo. And Softly is going to give us lots of opportunities to use the blues because those A sections are quite bluesy, right? So it's going to feel pretty good. This is going to be a good song to focus in on. Now, the only thing here is that Softly As In A Morning Sunrise and My Shining Hour share relative keys to each other, right? So My Shining Hour is in E-flat major, Softly is in C minor, right? And that's okay because actually having a little bit of that relationship between the two of them is kind of cool. We're switching up the vibe entirely. It's in a minor key and we're going to be using a lot more blues language, which is going to keep that energy flowing, keep those feel-good energies going. Okay, song number three is Beatrice by Sam Rivers. So I mentioned in that other episode that around song number three, we really want to start switching up the kind of feel that we're going for. So Beatrice is what I would call a modal tune mixed with diatonic harmony as well, right? So we're going more in the modal direction where there's more of an ethereal kind of sense to it. You'll think about improvising over it a little bit different. And it just has a totally different vibe and ambiance than My Shining Hour and Softly As In A Morning Sunrise, right? There's just going to be a different feeling, a different sort of environment or feeling that's going to come about playing this song. So song number three is all about breaking up that pattern that was there before. All right, song number four is All The Things You Are, okay? All The Things You Are. Again, trying to pick songs that a lot of folks would know here. So at this point in time, we're going to really bring that energy up again, because we just ended with Beatrice, which is a little bit like more calm. It's not a ballad yet, but it's a little bit more, a totally different feel there. So now we're going to ramp it back up to an up-tempo tune in All the Things You Are, blazing fast if possible, right? To really drive this energy hard, because the next song we're going to bring it way down. So keeping that energy going, All the Things You Are is the fourth tune. The fifth tune is going to be Misty, right? Which is a ballad. And it could be any ballad, but Misty is a good one. Misty, I'm talking about playing Misty very slow, right? Like dee doo doo, ba ba ba, dee dee doo 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 doo. So way slower, super contrasting to All the Things You Are. Again, thinking about set lists, you want to think about contrast. We want to think about keys we're in, right? Now we're switching to a totally different key with Misty from All the Things You Are. And so this is the opportunity to really change that mood in that environment completely in this song. Okay, then after a ballad, we need to bring it up a little bit. So song number six, we're going to bring it up to a medium tempo, and that is There Is No Greater Love. So we'll play There Is No Greater Love. This is a great choice because, once again, it's a different key than the last couple songs we've been playing. It's in B flat. And so that's going to feel different. We really need to bring the energy back up again. From that ballad. So that medium tempo is going to feel really good. Medium swing is going to feel really nice. And there's opportunities to play the blues a little bit, but also There Is No Greater Love is just a nice, right? I love how it goes to the relative minor in the B section. So there's that minor blues happening there. There's the beboppy ideas. It can play during the A section. So it's a feel good tune. And so it's a good one to bring us back from that ballad. Okay. Song number seven is going to be a modal tune. So in this case, let's just choose Impressions, right? Or you could do So What, right? Again, we're trying to change the pattern here of sound, of ambiance that we're bringing to the table. And so Beatrice was like almost modal, and then Impressions is going to bring us all the way modal. Alternatively, like this would be a great idea here if you want to change up a style completely, right? So not even swing at all. Perhaps we're going to a bossa nova here. Perhaps we're doing a Latin groove or a straight eighth groove. That's another good choice here. Or switching up the style completely as far as the ambiance, which would be modal, right? So we'll do Impressions for number seven. Okay, number eight, our last song of the set list. We need to really bring up that energy again and leave everybody off on a good, strong note. So we're going to go to just a straight old blues. We're into a medium up tempo. We're going to play Tenor Madness by Sonny Rollins, right? It's a simple but high energy melody. All the soloists are going to really get to shine. They're going to get to play. It's going to feel really good. And ending it on a blues is just, it's one of those like foolproof ways to, you know, leave a gig with everybody feeling very happy about what they just listened to. Okay. So that's my set list. Hopefully that gives you more of an idea of how to create your own set lists, and using that kind of framework, or just steal the one that I just gave you. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode and all for the Fast Track Friday and all for this week of the podcast. As I always like to ask at the end of each week, hey, if you've been enjoying the show, you want to support this show, then whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or someone else, somewhere else, leave a five-star rating and review and let others know why you like this show and why it's worth listening to. It just helps others who are coming by the show to go, hey, a lot of people like this show. Maybe I should listen to it too. So share the love. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time for doing that. Of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already. Don't want you to miss out on any of the episodes coming up next week. And yes, we have a really good lineup. So make sure you stay tuned to that. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.